Not, you know it's 915. Okay,
356.
Long Talk Radio.
Supremacy mic check, I'm landing on your flight deck. Put the flag away, but I still keep a tight set. Niggas wanna fight back, you still ain't get that cut yet. Click, 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 pow. Leave your pipe wet, load it up and cock back. Level 3 won't stop that. Bullet come in at your head, Superman, I'll block that. Continental, I rock that. 40 cal, I pop that. Shorty got that camu toe, you know I'm going knock that. I'll knuckle up in your grill, nigga.
Big face, 100 and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thugging.
What?
And they in that 20. They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl. Tropic girl. Tropic girl. You with the squad, you got hot girl.
Can he be that new guy? Violate, I shoot mine. Train to go on and roll. Uncle Luke, we too high. Damn right, I'm able. Cash money, I'm banging. Our Bronx niggas ain't playing. Coke boys, we grindin'. To the top boy, we climbing. Goons out, they faking. Full niggas for a trainer. Turned up on the fuck boy. They leaking on that pavement.
Pulled up, hopped out, my wrist are Dougie and I'm thuggin' it. Richer than your husband, ex and brother them. I'm with the Grove and them. In the crank, gas pay 23,000 for these L rings. 50,000 big ol' ring, all I know is flex. Bodybuilder swag, I got muscle, motherfucker. Came a long way from jugging weed and serving smokers. Life will be the local, all I know is flag. Fucker. Money, 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 I might feed me some more money. I feel like John Belushi, I might break me up so bunny. Big face, 100 and old 20. All my niggas thugging, and they in that 20. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. You with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. She with the squad, she got options, girl.
Catch me VIP with Dirt Game. My brother, they scrap with the loop game. Just use cakes, aka Nike, make it swish. I ain't homeless, but I'm picking downs up everywhere. Girls choosing chains, shining like a shooting star. 803, Mark City, Mark Star. Fuck them parking lot, we having shootouts at the bar. Brick squad, JCE, ballin' MVP. So much haters on my dick, I thought they all was shit. Cash money with these racks, I'll take your lady. Been a hot boy, call me Weezy, Juvie, Dirt, baby, dick, bop.
Zone 3, day still fresher than you. Start rapping and robbing what I'm destined to do. All that loud talking, better have your weapon with you. Niggas ain't jumping shit, I will bless in the crew. Be like, why not Rick song? Why not check song? Semi-automatic 9, why not text song? See me in your hood, boy, you better respect song. Send them firefighters to your block, wet song. Robbing him or robbing, fuck a conversation. Fucking nigga bitch, damn my occupation. Think I'm Puerto Rican, hair napping like a Haitian. Keeping all the money, them bitches I'm replacing. This shit how I do, this how a nigga shine. February shirt off like it's summertime.
Big face, 100 and old 20. All my niggas thugging, and they in that 20. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. You with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. She with the squad, you got options, girl.
Man, you turn the TV up a little more, then.
Yo, yo, yo. How's everybody doing out there, out there, out there, out there? Right now, the DJ Black is the best show, guys. Where it all goes.
It's crazy, man.
PM Central time, guys. I just want to welcome everybody here tonight.
It's a Waterman break.
Who is that?
Yeah, man, I don't have any change, man. Can you leave me alone, man? I'm on the phone.
Wow, wow, wow. What was that, Harold?
Oh, hey, Caesar, man. Sorry, man. I'm in front of the beer and wine store on the payphone, man. I can't afford a real phone, man.
Oh, man, my dude on the payphone. Hey, Harold. Hey, Harold. I hear you, Harold. I hear you, brother. You're on the payphone. Hey, Harold, tonight we're going to have a good show, man. It's going to be a great show. I just want you to be on standby, brother, because I'm going to need you tonight, bro. I want you to ask some questions. I want you to come forward, come front and center and ask these guys some questions. Tonight we got Point Blank on the show, and we also got LB the Slap in the show. We got Mr. Will Flux on the show also, guys. So stay tuned right here. Keep it live. Keep it locked right here on the DJ Black Caesar Friends show where it all goes down. Hey, guys, check it out. Right now, I want Harold to come front and center, introduce himself, and tell us what he has going on. Harold, where you at, baby?
Hey, man, I'm here, man. I'm like, right here in front of Tom's Beer and Wine, man, here in Wheaton, Maryland, man, and I'm just tuned in to you guys, man, and I spent my last 50 cents, man, on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, man. But,
wow.
Hey, man, you know, I know you want me to stand by and talk to Point Blank, Blank Man, whatever he goes by now, man, but rent's due, man. You got to pay me, man.
Hey, Harold, guess what, brother? You're going to get paid this year, man. Don't worry about it. You're going to get paid this year. If you do good, you're going to get paid. Hey, but what I need for you to do, Harold, I need you to be on standby. Have those good questions for these guys because we're going to bring it live to them right now on the DJ Black Caesar Friends show. And I don't think, Harold, I don't think Willie the Redneck is going to be here tonight. And I really don't think your brother Gerald is going to be here. I haven't heard from him, man. What's going on with Gerald? What's going on with Willie?
Oh, man. Well, you know, Willie, man, he had to go into rehab, man, for his alcohol addiction,
okay.
Man. And,
okay.
And my grandmother, man, she told my brother that he needed to get a job, man. So he's working at Petco till about 10 o'clock, man.
I got you, Gerald. I got you, man. I mean, I got you, Harold. I'm sorry. Well, look, Harold, I want you to be on standby with me tonight, man. I want you to ask some of the fantastic questions you got, because I know you got them all, brother. So just be on standby, all right?
Yeah. Oh, man, you got it, Caesar, man. Let's do it. Pay me, man.
Okay, brother. Hey, Blank Man, how you doing, Blank Man? What's up with you, brother? Point Blank, what's up? Okay, Point Blank, what's up, brother? Are you there? Wow. Yeah, can you hear me, man?
Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, Point Blank, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man? It's your boy LB the Slap Fiend, man. What's going on?
What's up, LB? What's going on, baby?
Not much, man. You know me. Keep doing the same thing, man. Stay networking. You stay grinding. You feel me?
Right, right, right. Hey, let's see if we have a man Point Blank out there. Cause, Point Blank, are you there? Wow, I think we might have lost him. Hold on, guys. Let me see if we lost him.
Nah, hello. I'm right here.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you still good, LB?
I got everybody on mute, man. I'm sorry. I got you.
For real? Hello?
Yo, Point Blank, are you there? Can you hear me, Point Blank? Hold on for a minute, man. Hold on. Point Blank, can you hear me?
I'm right here. Yo.
Okay, brother. You got two numbers open up. I'm going to shut one down, man. Okay. Point Blank, you still there?
I'm right here.
All right. Hold on one second, guys.
Hello?
I think I got an 803 now. Let me see what it is. 803, who is that?
It's King Hosta.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
You got me?
All right. Yeah, I got you, Point Blank. King Hosta, what's
okay,
up?
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You doing all right?
Doing great. Doing the music.
Good. Hey, Point Blank, I want you to come front and center and tell everybody who you are, man, if you don't mind.
What's good? I go by the name of, you know what I'm saying, we used to be Point Blank, you know what I'm saying, another Blank, man, you know what I'm saying, out of Chicago, Illinois, man. trying to make a move ahead with these hit records, man. You know what I'm saying? Vibe with the fans and get it in, man. 100% true artists. No falsifying signs, man. Everything I kick is real. Everything I kick, everybody gonna feel. You know what I'm saying? See, that pretty much is describe me right there, blank, man. So back down like SmackDown.
Right. Hey, point blank. Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer point blank or blank man?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Due to legal discussions that's going on, I have to go by blank man. You know what I'm saying? The name Point Blank is already patented by somebody in California and in Canada. So I'm going by blank man.
I got you, bro. That's cool. So now you are a blank man to me, man, because I didn't know. So now you're blank man. Hey, brother, well, look, blank man, hold on for 1 second. Let's get beat up to the phone, man. LB, where you at, man?
Yo, what's good, man? Right here. What's going on?
LB, tell everybody who you are and what you do, man.
Go by LB the Slap Fiend, man. Slap means music. Fiend means addict, man. I'm out here grinding. You know, pounding my MF out there. Music is my focus. About 1920 digital stores. You know what I'm saying? That's my new single I just dropped. And I got that A-Bars web show out there, man. You know, catch me out on
EAGHTBARZ.com.
Oh, yeah, man. You know? Man, we try. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to show that we show independent love. You know what I'm saying? That indie love. That indie movement.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let everybody know that. They got a chance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Where is Will Fluff at? Will Fluff, you out there, baby?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
What's going on, Pim? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing chill, y'all. I'm doing real good, man.
Doing real good.
Hey, I'm just waiting on everybody to come to this 8 bars.
Hey, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about 8 bars, and then we're going to get into another song, and then we'll come back and hear what you guys got to say.
Okay, check it out, y'all. This 8 bars. Got a whole bunch of indie artists out here, you know? And I think y'all got the talent. So, if you allow us, you send your video clip in. You can do it with a smartphone. You can do it with any type of phone, any type of video. Email it to EAGHTBARZ.com. Y'all go ahead and email those things in. Check out our T-shirts. Check out everything we got, man. We trying to put indie on for the year 2014. We trying to change the game. So, hey, all that.
That's what it is.
That's where is it.
That's what it is, Mr. Flux. We appreciate that, Flux. We appreciate you coming front and center, letting everybody know out there and the audience what's going on, because I know these guys been wondering what's up with the 8 bars. I know they've been sending 8 bars everywhere. They've been seeing me promote it. And they've been asking me, what is 8 bars? So thank you for that info, man. Really need that info.
So,
I appreciate it, Mr. Fox.
Hey, everybody got to get it, man. I mean, for real. We going to put y'all on. All we need to know is what kind of talent you got. Anything you do is indie. From modeling to tattooing to song to poetry, whatever you got, we going to put it on. It's indie. 2014, you're an indie artist.
All right, man. Hey, I can juggle, man. Can I be on?
Okay, guys. We're going to check out another song right quick. But Tyler Hill and Errol said. Y'all hear what Harold said? Harold said, can he get on? He chuckled.
Harold Seagal!
Hey, Harold said, can he get on, man? Can
what
he
the hell
chuckled?
Was that?
He said, get on. 8 bars. Where you at,
8 bars?
Yo,
anyone can get on. 8 bars,
here. Okay. 8 bars. Okay, thank you, brother.
As I look at my kids, I know they miss their mama.
Do what, 8 bars? What'd you say, 8 bars?
Hey, I said 8 bars still here. Hey, everybody needs to get
on. What's that email?
We need y'all to say so we can put the show together.
Right.
What's the email?
I got a lot of people out here interested.
The email address is real easy, y'all. Hey, change the I to the number 8. Change the I and the number 8. Change it to the number 8. EHTBARZ. You can look us up on Google. All you gotta do is put in EHS. You can put in 8 bars, the number 8 BARZ. 8 bars will come up. You can find us. We out there. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for donations. Hey, we're selling T-shirts. We're doing everything we can on to keep this movement going. 2014, the indie artists will no longer sit back. It's time for us to step up, y'all, and show them what we got. So, we don't do this for 8 bars. So we waiting on y'all. That's all I got.
I got you, Mr. Fluff. I got you, brother. I got you. Okay, guys. We're about to go to a quick song, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes and 45 seconds. This is I Be Everywhere, The Money Be by D-Day Black Caesar, Prim Caesar, and Cohort Call. Check it out.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money be. I always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money be. I always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
Money on my mind all the time, yeah. I'm getting it, throwed in the game. Purple lemonade, I'm sipping it. Candy dripping off the Chevy kind, look like cinnamon. You can floss like me if you was getting Benjamin. Ladies, man, cause the girls know I'm a Caesar. I don't need a MasterCard, no, I need a Visa. I keep me a wad of paper just like a notebook. I'm a chef in the kitchen, apron on, I love to cook. Click to my words, man, flyer than them birds, man. Fresh to death, yes, I eat cleaner than this detergent. Swerve in the shed, wood grain gripping wood. Son, get them birdies flying like eagles, call me Tiger Woods, off the chain, boy, with my gun game. Taught myself how to shoot, never had time to aim. Smoking on that Mary Jane, starting to stack a little change. Now my friends acting strange, they say I am not the same.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
My swag is so grown, your girl all in my home. Pants down in the zone, her mouth all on my dome, man. She lick me long time, lick me long time. She say I'm fresh like Obsession cologne. Mr. 662, I escaped from the zoo. You can't do what I do, you are so brand new. I don't run with a crew, I just hang with some fools. So arrogant, oops, tripping you with spray with the tool. I just do what it do, pack for pack with the oops. Stack to stack, you will lose. Double back what I move, man. We make murder music, don't try to dance to this. Beats is dangerous, lyrics is hazardous. It's Code 40 / Jesus of Nazareth. Proceeding with carelessness, y'all ain't even prepared for this. Jim Vega paper, I'm that cocaine flaker. Mine's more flakier, the Dun Dun flower, kick it up.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass. Smoke a pound of, I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind.
Wow, you heard the Money on My Mind by Grim Caesar, Coke or Cocaine, and DJ Black using the hook, guys. That's a fabulous song right there. That's one of my favorites right there, guys. We got a lot of callers online, man.
That's a banger right there.
And And you know what? We got a lot of callers online, Blank Man. Let me see what these callers are right quick, my brother. First caller on 662-491. 491, what's up, baby?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Daphne calling in to say hello to you guys.
Hey, Daphne, what's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, love?
I am doing great, Daphne. This is one of my good friends right here. She used to be from Tupelo, but she done sold us out and went to California. Matthew McKelly.
Hell no.
Like a monster safari, man. She's up there doing her thing, man. Hey, Daphne, what's up with you, baby? How you doing? Everything all right?
Everything good. I was just calling in to speak.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Daphne. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for your support, dog.
Anytime.
All right. Okay, guys, that was Daphne. We got a 909 call. Let me see who that is. 909-496. Who is that?
That's Shelly Hernandez.
Hey, Shelly, how you doing, dog?
I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm a little not feeling good, but I'm good.
Oh, wow.
I'm just here with my new
family. Wow, man. Wow, Shelly. Thanks, Shelly, for calling in. Not feeling too good. We appreciate you calling in, dog.
I appreciate you.
I've never been to talking to today. What's up?
What'd you say there?
I know you weren't feeling too well because you haven't been to talking to today.
Yeah, and I wish I could hear you. Like, I had my nieces in here. Hold on a second. Close my door. Yeah, there we go. Okay, sorry, I had
okay.
A room full of people. Okay, what were you saying?
No, you're good. I said that I could tell you weren't feeling too well because you haven't been too talking today. I haven't really seen you talking to me.
Oh, yeah, not much today, no, just not feeling good, but I see you still out there on the grind.
Yeah, man, gotta be on the grind, man. You know, it's a 24-hour job with me sometimes, but, hey, Shelly, we're sorry you're not feeling well. You feel better.
That's no problem. I just like to show support, show love, you know.
We appreciate you showing love. Hey, Shelly, and thanks for the help you gave me earlier, if you know what I'm talking about. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know what? I do so much in a day, I really don't know what.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Universal help you gave me from Universal. That's what I'm talking about. You did?
Oh, okay. All right, bro.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, look, Shelly, we're going to get into this interview. You stick around, we're going to get into an interview with my man, Point Blank Man. Blank Man, you still there?
I'm still here, brother.
All right, Blank Man, come on to your microphone, brother. Let's talk to you a little bit, brother, and see what you got going on, man. Okay. The first question, I guess, Blank Man, is tell everybody who you are and what you do, man, because a lot of these guys, they don't even remember you from Point Blank, and I don't know why, because I remember you. But when I was in Chicago, man, I remember Point Blank. But these guys don't know who you are. You were like a celebrity at one time. You fell off, man. So tell everybody when you decided to come back, how you got back on.
See, the thing is, you know what I'm saying? There's so many guys out here that are using the name Point Blank, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I chose to go to Blank, man, to pretty much cover my ass, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, I've been making hits, you know what I'm saying, for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pretty much resurface myself back in the game and everything and do what I got to do is to get myself back noticed, you know what I'm saying, like I was doing at first, you know what I'm saying, continue writing these hit records, you know what I'm saying, or rotating around the world, doing what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, let everybody know that, man, we still out here, like you said, us indie artists are still out here, we still, you know what I'm saying, doing things, you know what I'm saying, and all the other good stuff like that, so shit, like I said, I'm an artist grind, trying to get back in where I fit in, and shit, trying to make my mark, you know what I'm saying.
Right. Hey, brother, you know what? You always been one of my favorite guys, man. I like you from the Shack because I'm from the Shack. I'm from the South Side, man, over there by 73rd and Silly, right by Claremont.
Yes, sir.
That's my son, Brown. Yeah, the South Side. I love it, man. But anyway, my man, you're still up there, man. You got a lot going on right now. You're over there with Black Smoke. You're not there anymore. You want to tell us about that, or do you want to even talk about that?
I mean, we can discuss, like I said, this is a live station, a blog talk station, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of people following it. So, you know what I'm saying, any questions they get asked got to get answered, you know what I'm saying, in a professional and in a real
right,
way.
Right.
And that's what I bring to the table,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Now, as far as this Black Smoke music thing goes right here that we all been hearing about and everything, I was a part of that, you know, and it's like right now, it's so much booing shit going on. You know what I'm saying, that you don't really know what's going on. So pretty much all I've been doing is focusing on myself and my career and getting up to the next level, you know what I'm saying, because I can't be stuck in the middle of all this crazy commotion. So I just told, you know what I'm saying, observe everything, but continue to move forward, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Flat out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, because it's so much shit that's going on that a lot of people out there don't really know about. And Facebook can tell some, it can't tell some, but realistically, you don't know what's going on because we're not on the other side of the table. So all we can all do is individual and indies and whatever we want to call ourselves. Are we still moving?
Right. I guess.
You know what I mean?
Well, I got another question for you. Hey, hold on 1 second, man. Hey, Harold the Hippie, are you out there, baby?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, Harold the Hippie, step up to the mic, man. I'll let you talk to my man, Blank Man, for a little bit, man. Go ahead and get to know him. Let the rest of the world know him. Ask some of those fantastic, incredible questions you got over there, brother, because I know you got them.
Well, you know, man, I mean, to be honest with you, I like to know everything, man. So when you say about your name, man, tell me what's going on.
Well, when I say the name has to get changed, it's four Point Blank floating around that I know about. It's Point Blank in Chicago. It's a Point Blank over there in Texas. And also the name Point Blank is owned by a company in California as well as Canada. So what I did, I reached out to the other Point Blank and told them what I found out was going on that can't never use that name. And they chose to go along with it. So, like I said, to cover my ass on legal terms, I changed my name to Blank Man. So that way, if these people happen to resurface again and want to do something about their name being used, I won't be in the middle of it. So I pretty much changed my name to cover my ass legally.
Gotcha, man. Hey, man, what big moves you got going on, man? I've kind of been following everything you got happening, man, on Facebook and some other social media sites, man. Can you fill us in where your career's headed with this?
Really, right now, my career needs to be going to the top, and that's what I can't say I want my career to go to the top. I want my career to go to a noticeable, comfortable level. You know what I'm saying? I want people to know who I am and know me for what I do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm aiming for the dream, you know what I'm saying, that any other artist, you know what I'm saying, who dedicate themselves to this, they want to do. So my career is going towards that dream to make it a reality. That's where my career is heading to right now. That's why I'm going to continue to put good music out and keep the public in tune with me and stuff like that, because without them, I can't be nowhere. So I got to make sure I'm covering all ground for them and for me in order for me to make a move, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just keeping in tune with everybody and trying my hardest to make good music. Whenever I get a beat, I'm trying to murder it.
Right.
Nice. Now, who are you using to produce your beats, man? That's something that's really important, man. You can't just, you know, start going on YouTube and downloading beats, man. Who are you using?
Well, see, right now, I got a few producers I mess with. My man DJ Black Caesar over there, he got an exclusive joint. It's called Celebration. That beat came from my homeboy over there in Arizona named Saran Ellis, you know what I'm saying? My integrated music and everything. So I messed with his producers over there, and they deal with, like, Wale, Rick Ross, Damian Elliott, you know what I'm saying? He kind of involved with the music and everything, so he got a nice lineup on his end I deal with. And then I got guys in Florida, like J-Rum. I got my man in Canada named Bliss Beats. I got my other homeboy in California named Illy Recon. I got another homeboy I messed with. They legendary, but he out there in North Carolina. So, I mean, I'm kind of plugged with certain producers. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody beat that's been, you know, all mouth from the ground on up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got about a good six. And my man, Syfy, out here in Illinois. So, I got about a good seven, eight producers I fuck with on a regular basis. All
nice,
hand-picked.
Nice, man. Are you getting these exclusive beats, man? So, these are like yours and that's it, right?
Any beat that I get, You know what I'm saying? I want the fat out rights to it. I don't want to lease no beat. I don't want no tags in my beat because all that's doing is one person made a beat and 55 people using that beat. No, I want the flat out rights to that beat. And my DJs, they know what I do, so they hit me with something we call a care package. So, you know what I'm saying? They give me beats exclusively that I own with no strings attached to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I work right there. I don't want nothing that anybody can get. I want something that's mine, not yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, keeping it real, man. That's what I like to hear, man. Now, let me tell you one thing that I noticed from being around the industry and all these musicians, man, is that as an artist, man, you can't do it by yourself, man, even though I know a lot of these artists try, man. So you got to have a good team, man. Do you have a team right now? Are you looking for a team or management or what?
Now, see, that's a damn good-ass question right there. Let me give you a damn good answer for that. The team that I'm supposed to be dealing with, everybody can say what they're doing. Anybody can, you know what I'm saying, tell you, oh, we're doing this and doing that or whatever, but when you're sitting back and you're observing the thing that's being done, you don't see anything, you know what I'm saying, you don't really know what's going on behind the scene. You know what I'm saying? And I've been told personally, you know what I'm saying, from people that's above an artist status that if you don't see it, don't mean we're not doing anything, which is true. But as time prevails and you ain't seeing no progression, then the team ain't really doing anything, really. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, right now I'm pretty much looking forward to moving along and doing my thing and see what happens with all the stuff that's going behind me with teams and other teams and my team. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to focus on making my good music and get myself around people who like serious about this craft right here because it's no time for game. This is real life right here. This is not a hobby for a brother. You know what I'm saying? So I need to be 100 with everybody.
Now, my question to you is, man, my manager, man, DC Music, man, DC Productions, he's bringing artists into the DC area at least once a month in this 2014. Can we say that it would be a pleasure to have you come on to Washington, DC and do a show with us, man?
You know what? It'll probably be a pleasure for both of us, you know what I'm saying? Because I know about DC Productions out there. I done talked to a couple of guys that came out there and that thing, good brothers, good peoples. You know, I know about their artists. I follow them on Facebook and Twitter like that, you know what I'm saying? So it'll be a pleasure for me to go to DC, you know what I'm saying, to do my thing, and it'll probably be a pleasure for them as well to have me come there and see me do my thing, you know what I'm saying? It'll be a two-way street, you know, that's how I look at everything. So I think it'll benefit both parties in a good way.
Absolutely, man, and I tell you what, man, I'm looking forward to meeting you, man. I want to introduce you to some of the honeys I got, man. What's going on with your love life, man? You got that special one? Or, I mean, can you and me go hang out on the town and pick up some women, man?
Oh, well, man, I ain't going to pick up no women with it, though. I know what I'm saying, kick the ball with you, man, you know what I'm saying? We go kick it, get a couple of drinks, see what's going on in the town, but as far as picking the women up, man, I'm a dedicated man to one woman, man. You know what I'm saying? We engaged in everything, getting married pretty soon. So my picking the women days is pretty much over. You know what I'm saying? But I said go out there, have a good time with the dough. We go kick the bowl, kick it, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Nice, man. You got a lot in common, man.
Hey, dude,
so
crazy.
Also, man, to six different women, man. I'm dedicated to six different women, man.
You, oh, player, player.
Yeah, you're a player, man. Do the player, man.
Hey, man, it was a pleasure speaking with you, man. I just wanted to let you know, Blanco,
hey,
I appreciate
here,
you
man.
Coming
you
out on the show,
you,
man.
Hey, man, all good. Anytime, man. I just like
to Washington, D.C., man. Here, bro.
That's where it's at. I need to come over there and check y'all out, man.
Yeah, bro.
Okay,
man. Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. You sound pretty good. Give me your info to Harold, man. Hey, Blank, why don't you give your social network sound real quick while we're kind of quiet? Give me your social network sound. We're going to go to one of your songs.
Oh, man, y'all can look me up on we'll go to ReverbNation.com/BlankMan. B-L-A-N-K. MANN. You know what I'm saying? I got a few new hit tracks on there. Yeah, I got about maybe 12 tracks on there, not a lot. You know what I'm saying? All of my free download, free 99. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, ReverbNation.com/BlankMan2NsOnMan. And y'all can play Celebration, pissed off, Shorty said. I got the SoundCloud going on. That's under Blank Man with two N's. I got about good 10, 12 tracks on there. I got my hawkshed.com /point_blank_G. I couldn't change that, so it's the same weight. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Hawkshed, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and, of course, on my Facebook page, Blank Man on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I got links on there to all my sites and everything. So pretty much well-connected, man. I hope everybody get well-connected with a brother, man, and to kind of make me help make it happen.
Hey, Blank Man, did you say what your Twitter was, man?
Oh, my bad. And my Twitter, I haven't changed the name yet, but the Twitter is twitter.com/pointblank7479. Point blank, the number 7479. All regular letters, no spaces. And that will be changed tonight to Blank Man.
Thanks a lot, brother. We're going to get
also, I got an Instagram.
I'm sorry. Tell us about your Instagram, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, my bad. I didn't mean to cut him off and everything, but I got the Instagram joint going. It's also still in my name, Point Blank. But it's Instagram.com/pointblank74. All of them names will be changed in the near future to Blank Man.
Gotcha, Blank Man. Hey, brother, we got a song called Celebration. You want to tell us a little bit about it before we play it?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to my homeboy, Ron Ellis over there, Integrated Man in Arizona. Joe came with the track. It was called Codeine from the beginning. I switched it up, called a Celebration. It's talking about, it's like a club scene. You know, I'm working all week, 40 to 60 hours a week, going street hustling in a 9-to-5. You know, we grinding, you know what I'm saying? Working all week, so we want to go out and have a good-ass time. So, see, money right, we got that kicking, you know what I'm saying? We look for no dramas, trying to stay sucker-free. You know what I'm saying? It's a feel-good track, man, you know what I'm saying? As I've been told, it's called a smash, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
I let my man Caesar bump it, and like I said, everybody will fuck with it.
Hey, Blank Man, how about doing me one more favor? Give us a world premiere for that song right there, brother. This is the DJ Black Caesar Friend Show.
All the time, man. Yo, that Blank Man, you know what I'm talking about, from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to DJ Black Caesar Friend Show for sure. But this is a man world premiere of the track. I got my homeboy Ron Ellis over there, Integrated Music, man. It's a world premiere of Celebration, man. Y'all pitch off, cut in the air, cut the ball, whatever you got your hands on.
I'm sorry, Blank Man, but you were still talking, brother. You were still talking. I didn't mean to cut you off, my man. What'd you say now?
All I said was, you know what I'm saying, it's a Celebration World 2014. Y'all open your ear holes up and let me, you know what I'm saying, ride your ear hole for a minute, man. It's a celebration, man. Shouts out to DJ Black Caesar and Friends and Family Show, man. You already knew.
All right.
No a calculator to help me count my chemistry plan. How to catch this squad, nigga, step by step. So I'ma count this bread, make sure it's correct. I don't wanna hit the club, be sipping on bet. No disrespect, but that's shit for bets. I got ball and hop, I put the pop a bottle. Fuck around in that bitch, I might take a molly. Bunch of gold motherfuckers up in this room. Now remember that dick called House Party. Wild out, get it in to the maximum. That security know, we don't get no fuck. That smell in the air, don't even trip. Ain't shit for the nine pack, come in the dust. Too many women stuck in the building. For them niggas over there who mean money. Run away, didn't hit that club, my nigga. Just saw some shit. Talking no drama, you feel me? You can tell it's cracking, my nigga. We out, chill.
You be making moves, cups in the air for a day.
next man's chick. Where's the honor? We just can't get it closer, we can get it in. I ain't come out tonight, so I can break a hand. Turn out the fly with the band, through the bosses upstairs, something like contraband. Hand to hand, I let the police try locking me up, cause I'm testing their bread. That's a bitch that can't touch, no disrespect. Hard nigga activity for all my fans, beat the music club. Looking funny, reach the high, they can call on point, cause they know for sure. I'm coming with that fire, see your brain fried by the end of the night. I guarantee y'all log up because it was right. It's a movement, bitch, and I admit that shit. Salute to all the gratis who support this script, you can know what it means. To check a bag, and I ain't talking about no fucking drugs to be list. Look at these respect and trust on gas, this is due for tough nigga. That's all them hate motherfuckers and grind we trust in. You be making moves, cups in the air for a dedication. Living life to the full of my nigga, the middle finger to the face of the fucking hater. Tell them niggas that's getting money with the roller without a rolling paper. It's a part of motherfuckers telling bitches we out here. It's a celebration. You be making moves, cups in the air for a dedication. Living life to the full of my nigga, the middle finger to the face of the fucking hater. Tell them niggas that's getting money with the roller without a rolling paper. It's a part of motherfuckers telling bitches we out here. It's a celebration.
Nice. That was point. I'm sorry, I keep saying point blank. I'm so used to saying that, man. That's all I know. I don't know blank man yet. I gotta get that blank man to sink in, brother. I'm sorry, bro. Hey, check it out, brother.
There you go. It's all good.
Blank me, man. So I gotta get that point blank. I gotta get that blank man to sink in. Blank man sounds like a superhero, but point blank sounds like you, brother. So I don't know why you changed up your name. You should have stuck with the name, bro. Hey, you're the person with that name.
Hey, I'm a superhero in the game, man. To change it.
Hey, you know it's my cat. They know it's my dude. I don't care what they say. Hey, they can say whatever. But anyway, Blank Man, I want to represent you. Represent you the right way. You're doing a great thing. I see you're not with Black Smoke anymore. You're doing a great thing. You're not with them anymore. I'm sorry, but those guys would have been bad for you, man, because it was just hurting you, man. But anyway, you're doing pretty good right now. You're a free agent right now. Anybody wants to pick it up, I hope you're listening right now. You can get with my man, Blank Man. Right here on this DJ Black Caesar Friend show. Just call me up if you want to do with him. If you want to do someone, I'll pass information on. And I will hook you up with the brother if you're serious. I will hook you up with the brother. But this right here, he's doing big things right now. He has another song. What's the other song called? You send me?
Pissed Off?
It's called Pissed Off?
Yeah, I sent you a celebration, and I sent you a pissed off. Want me to send it to you again, or you already got it?
Okay, I got pissed off. Okay, tell me about pissed off when we play. We'll play okay. It next. What's up?
Shit, pissed off pretty much, you know what I'm saying? It can go all the way. It's like it's a neutral word. I mean, it's a neutral word, you know what I mean? And I'm talking about the same thing hearing the music, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, that's about being pissed off, you know what I'm saying? Hearing the same shit, seeing the same shit, everybody going the same route. Trying to follow the man that's already above everybody. So I took that verse pissed off, man, and just put it as a hard metaphor, you know what I'm saying, and put some bars behind it. Got a video for it on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So it's a real track, just being pissed off.
Oh, man,
you can be at work.
You
can stop
fucking
coughing
your
own
lap. Wow, man, I ain't seen the video yet, man.
Matter of fact, my bad. Y'all can check me out on YouTube.com/ I got to change it. / point blank BSM. In that order, no spaces, all small letters. You know what I'm saying? The video's up there, and I got about the first track there, man. Yeah, video was set up there in Florida, in South Beach, Florida last year. it's all good. It's a hot-ass video, man. It's a hot-ass video. Y'all need to check it out.
Hey, Blank Man, I believe you, man. I believe you. But go ahead and give me a world premiere for this song right quick. We're going to play it, let the rest of the world hear it. And we got a lot of people on the show tonight, just letting you know.
Yo, once again, it's a man, Blank Man, used to be known as Point Blank, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to DJ Black Caesar and friends, my bad. But it's another world premiere right here on this show. This is a world premiere, Pissed Off. Y'all get in tune with it. Go on YouTube, type in Point Blank Pissed Off, it'll pop up right there. Click video, you'll see my face. Point Blank Pissed Off, Blank Man in your ear hole. World premiere.
Smashing the motherfucker, got me in the track, I'ma let y'all know I'm pissed off. Niggas tired of hearing the same shit with the rap, let me hear y'all scream, I'm pissed off. Niggas fighting the hand that fed me folks, they hating on me cause they pissed off. Your pocket sag, your wallet flag, your belly blue cause you pissed off. Smashing the motherfucker, got me in the track, I'ma let y'all know I'm pissed off. Niggas tired of hearing the same shit with the rap, let me hear y'all scream, I'm pissed off. Niggas fighting the hand that fed me folks, they hating on me cause they pissed off. Your pocket sag, your wallet flag, your belly blue cause you pissed off. Stomachs in your back, so your ribs is on your legs, louching over them the dead. Thinking to get your body fed, so you prayed upon the predator, but the predator preyed on you. You had a chance, you took a shot, it ricocheted. Call of Duty, falsifying a sign, no pretending not my recipe. Grind and struggle, flex me your muzzle, it's part of my pedigree. Be doing it for a ride the clock, in the caliber of vouch for me. Some of you all have been doing for a minute, I can feel, smell, similar like Z. All to the side, there's a lot of motherfuckers out here, got a nigga real pissed off. I'ma do what it do with that soul in the bone, they ain't talking about that nigga real wrong. Point blank, be the name, man, give me the reason. If he ain't no fam, it's grime. I'm right on town, you will have to, so I put him in the school, leave his career bleeding. Coming on the stage, ragging on how you right here trapping. The only reason I'm bouncing my head, cause beat is nasty. You don't like what I say, I don't give no fuck. I'm front and center, nigga, no, give you up. Black smoke, music, said, put my name on the line, so I'm signing blue. Smashing the motherfucker, got me in the track, I'ma let y'all know I'm pissed off. Niggas tired of hearing the same shit with the rap, let me hear y'all scream, I'm pissed off. Niggas fighting the hand that fed me folks, they hating on me cause they pissed off. Your pocket sag, your wallet flag, your belly blue, cause you pissed off. I'ma let y'all know I'm pissed off. If it's out of hand, it's ain't shit with the rap. Let me hear y'all scream, I'm pissed off. Niggas fighting the hand that fed me folks, they hating on me cause they pissed off. Your pocket sag, your wallet flag, your belly blue cause you pissed off.
Damn the beat, just dropped up on the nigga. I'ma pick it back up, add some bars to that rhythm. Try doing you while I do me, but don't watch me. Pimp, watch TV, AMC, Nickelodeon, Lifetime, Sesame Street. Getting you something to come to get thought, but at the same time, all them turners are false. Wasn't no love from the jump off, so ain't no love long, but the paths are crossed. Make it like you rich, famous, knowing they're good that your boss ain't it. Put you in and over your make believe it, and you right here really eating. Hope they can get mad, try, but the new one is awesome, because you pissed off. I put you in the face of a young child, now you in the corner, left out. This ain't a game, never been to do, never I'm living in the love of I read the business at the end of the night, but you're the life of a pocket flight. Now you understand instead of you saying when the MC's rapping. Just throw some verse together and they swear that shit be happening. That shit be saying, let's hear what they say. Confirm by written niggas and fake. I can never lie, I'm in my track. Y'all might find out, but that bitch right here. Man, the motherfucker got me in the track. I'ma let y'all know I'm pissed off. If it's tired of hearing the same shit with the rap, let me hear y'all scream, I'm pissed off. Niggas fighting the hand that fed me folks, they hating on me cause they pissed off. Your pocket sag, your wallet flag, your belly blue cause you pissed off.
DJ Black Caesar, aka the landlord of the South. Rinse, do, pay me.
You dig?
Hey, that was what's up, my man, Point Blank in the house, man, known as Blank Man now, guys. Got to get that name right. Known as the Blank Man right now. Superhero, black superhero. We got a black superhero in the house, guys. Hey, we got Blank Man in the house. The man is on top of it. Got these fantastic songs. Dude is doing it pretty big, man. The rest of the world's going to know what you got going on, Blank Man. It's going to keep you right here, keep you locked with DJ Black's The Fringe Show. Every other week, we're going to have you back on the show. Tell us what you got going on at least once a month. We're going to have you on the show. Tell us what you got going on, man. Tell us what kind of superstars you've been working with lately and let us know what's going on. Keep us updated what you got going on, baby, all right?
All the time, brother, all the time, man. Salute to the gram, my dude. Salute.
Thank you, sir. Salute to you. What's up, Harold? What's up, Harold?
Hey, man. Also, I'd like to recommend him, man, for A&R Review Urban Edition write-up, man.
Yeah, point blank. You've already been interviewed for the magazine, correct?
For which magazine?
For the A&R Review. You haven't been interviewed yet?
No, sir. I would love to be a part of that.
Hey, you know what? Stacey Garlene's listening to us right now. She's listening to us right now. I know she is because she just wrote me something. But I can't go to it. But anyway,
okay.
Blank Man, we're going to have you A&R Magazine. We're going to get you set up for an interview with Stacey Darlene. She's my chief editor. She's going to hook you up with that magazine, brother, all right?
That's where it's at, my dude. Gratitude on that, man. Blessings.
Okay, hold on for 1 second, guys. Let's take some callers right quick. see my man on the phone. I see my man right there. That's hey. Uncle D. What's up, Uncle D? Mick Camp?
This the Black Caesar and Friend show?
Yes, sir, it is. What's up, brother?
Harold the Hippie?
Hey,
man, what's going on, man? I see you got my brownies I sent you, man.
Yeah, but you ain't send the milk. I need some milk.
Oh, man, I can't do everything, man. Rent still pay me, man.
I need some milk with them brownies.
Hey, let
them
brownies get
you all
gummed up,
don't
they, brother? I hear
your
mouth sound
is stuck. I got a mouth full of brownies. I need some milk. You got some milk?
Yeah. Hey, Harold, what you need to do is send that man some milk, man. He needs some milk. He's about to choke over there.
What up, y'all?
I got my number 5 girlfriend, man. I can send them some breast milk, man. She's pregnant.
Hell no.
Man, how you gonna send me some brownies and no milk, man? I need some milk, these dry ass brownies.
Oh, man, I see your voice cleared up awful quick, man. I was gonna send her to your place, man, pregnant and all.
Wow.
Yeah, some milk,
Nick,
though.
Yeah, what's up with you, baby? What's up, Nick?
What's
Kev?
Going on? DJ Black Caesar and friends, Harold the Hippie.
Hey.
Stacy, everybody,
hey,
what's going on?
It's all good, man.
Just showing a little support, dog.
Thanks. We appreciate your support, brother. We appreciate it.
You know that, man. So, you know what? I had to stop doing this to the new indie artists that are out there.
Hey, we appreciate you too, brother. We appreciate you coming in and listening to the independent artists and also the major artists. We had a major artist on here tonight. That was my man, Blank Man. He used to be Point Blank, so I know him as Point Blank, but now he's Blank Man. So if you're up on that, then you
Yeah. I was checking out the tracks. Blank Man, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sounded real hot out there, brother.
Gratitude, fam.
What part of the country are you from? You sound like you're down south, bro.
No, I'm up in Chicago, man. I hear in Illinois, man. That's where I'm at, Joe.
Is that right?
And everybody said I got that down south, you know, that south swag with my voice and everything, but I'm a south boy, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, what's going on, neighbor? Because I'm originally from Gary, Indiana, bro.
Oh, you out there in G.I.?
G.I., man. G.I.
Yeah, I know about G.I., man. I was out there years ago, man. I got some family out there and shit, man.
G.I. kind of small. We might be related.
That's me, isn't it?
I don't know what's going on in the background, but they need to leave them brownies alone and send me my milk.
Brother,
I don't know.
Hold on for a second.
DJ Black Steve, I got somebody else here who won't holler at you, man.
Okay.
Hi, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, Sheena Love. What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Oh, we are fine, chilling, darling. Chilling. We're just good. You're good, man. Did you hear that song that we just played about Blank Man?
Yes, I did. I like that a lot. Is he from down south or is he from up north?
Damn, he's from Chicago, man. He's from Illinois.
From Chi-town. Well, I was just asking because he has like a down south flow, and that's very unique for you.
That's
to be
what everybody sure. be saying.
Yes, it's very unique.
I got you.
It's all good.
I got you. Hey, Cena.
Gratitude
Cena,
for the support.
Cena.
Yes.
Hey,
Caesar.
Are you from down south, Cena? Because you sound kind of southern. You sound southern now.
No, man. I'm from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's my girl right there. Hey, where's my man? Where's Floyd? Where's Floyd Miller at? The
Floyd
superstar.
Miller.
Where's he at?
Is Harold
on the
phone?
Put him on the phone.
Hi, Harold.
Harold's call dropped. So I tell Harold you said hi, we come back on.
Well, here, hold on. Here he is. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, funky brother?
What's happening, everybody?
That's my funky brother.
What's good?
What's
good?
Hey, Blake, man, this is actually a superstar right here for real, man. Maybe you might have heard of him back in the days, back in the 70s with the group Slave. Have you heard of Slave?
You said Slaves?
Yeah.
Yeah, Slave, back in the days.
Yeah, I remember that group.
Okay. This is the brother right here from Slave, man. This is the guy right here.
You got the brother Slide on the air. How's everybody
What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, everything good,
brother,
man.
We doing good, man.
Chilling, man.
Yeah.
Trying to make good music, man. That's all.
Oh, man, that's all I'm hearing is good music, man. That's what's up.
That's what's it, man. That's where it's at.
Salute.
Floyd, what you got going on? What you got going on, Floyd? What's new over there?
Just music, man. Every day, all day. Just trying to stay busy and keep things moving. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, my brother. I hear you. Well, look, my brother, it's good to always talk to you, man. It's always good to talk to a celebrity, man. You are a celebrity. Hey, we still need to get together to talk about that television program we were talking about before, because it's getting down to the point now where I got to have something. So if you can, you know, we need to talk tomorrow, all right? We'll get on the phone tomorrow.
Okay, that'll work.
Man.
Hey, everybody there, Stacy, Harold the Hippie, all you guys, man, we love y'all.
Yes, sir. We love you guys too, Floyd Miller. And we love your wife, Cena Love, and we love Uncle D, so you guys are doing it real big.
We appreciate all of you, man. We appreciate all of y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Well, guys, look, we got a couple calls I want to take before we go to anything else. I got a caller at 804-647. Your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question.
I'm waiting on you.
Who is it? Is that my man LB the Slap Me?
This is Juwan.
Juwan, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Yeah.
Man, I'm working, man. Life is great, man. You know what I mean? Ups and downs. Still dealing with the pizza balance. How about yourself, my brother?
Yeah. Everything's going good over here, man. Just got my T-shirts in and I already sold 7 of them, man. Just got me in today and sold 7 of them, man.
I see you doing it big out there.
Yeah. They moved out pretty good, man. So I had to do one of your numbers. I had to go to the post office and send out about 7 of them today.
Hey, that's how you got to do it, man. Hey, small stages of progression, man.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Brother. You got that right. Well, look, my brother, thanks for calling in and checking on us. Juwanza, we appreciate you. My brother's from Ross Girl Clothing, guys. This guy makes pet clothing. He makes clothing for humans. If you're human, if you're breathing, he makes clothes for you guys. He made me a wonderful shirt called Caesar Radio, Black Caesar Radio. This guy did a shirt for me about 2 years ago, a wonderful shirt. You guys see the video on YouTube. Hey, you, Ross Squirrel, get here on YouTube so they go check you out, dude.
They can just Google Ross Squirrel Clothing. I'm big everywhere on the internet, but my login everywhere on the internet is the number one King Wanza. Check me out. I got like 25,000-30,000 YouTube videos, 7 hit movies out, a handmade clothes. I build global brands, and I always network with DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, sir. My right-hand man right there, guys. So check him out, man. Hey, One King. Check him out on One King, y'all. This guy is
One King. I'm waiting on the A&R Review Magazine interview, too, man.
Okay, brother. We got you, man. I know Stace can hear what we're saying right now. So, Stace, there's another interview for you. 1K Quantum. You can get him on the interview. Get him set up. I'll get you hooked up with him. I'll give you his number so you can call him up. Okay, Dad, thanks a lot, Kwanzaa. We appreciate you. Let's take another caller from 718. 718, your mic is about to be open. 718-729.
Mikey J, what's going on?
Hey, Mikey J, that's my guy right there. What's up, Mikey J?
What's going on, Caesar? What's poppin', homie?
Dude, we got the celebrities calling in like crazy tonight. This right here is DJ, our main celebrity, my main man right here, guys. You might have heard him on the Heroes of Music mixtape. He has the number 3 song on there. You guys need to check it out. This guy right here is phenomenal. He's a movie star doing big movies up there in New York with Jim Jones' mom and making a lot of noise. You guys, hey, what's the name of your new movie, brother?
Oh, man, it's four of them. It's four of them motion pictures, Lace, and just quite a few of them. I just wrapped up
Blowtorch.
Yeah,
why don't you give us the name of them real quick, Mikey J, so they can get out there and look for them.
Oh, man, Blowtorch, Billy Baldwin, Amon Asani, Captain and Jimmy, Lace with me and Mama Jones, and so many others.
JC, I need your email address, and can you send me the information, please?
That's what's up, my man. We appreciate you, brother. You're going to have a good 2014, I'm sure. I know DJ Black Dude is trying to hook up with you, man. I think he's trying to hook up with your publicist, so you get your manager, so you get your information pretty good. Right now, that's about it. We'll get locked in with DJ Black Dude.
All right, thank you. I love you. Can you text me the email address? I'm trying to do my IMDb right now. Thanks.
Doing big things. My man has a big song. You guys need to check it out. What's that song called? You got out, Mikey J.
Mercy
Grill.
Lago. Mercy Lago is a single that's out right now. Yeah.
Right. Hey, dog. You know what? We're gonna see what we got on here, right quick. With Mikey J.
I got Georgia Grill. I got Shots Fired. I got My Life. With me, Showtime, and Ice-T artist Daeem. I'm Fly. And I'm just working, man. I got a lot of films coming out, more motion pictures, and co-starring and starring in those. And we're about to do Forsaken or Others with myself, Billy Baldwin, Amon Asante, Kathy and Jimmy, Mark Anthony, Rosie Perez, Rosie O'Donnell. I'm just working. I'm actually playing Billy Baldwin's partner. We're playing detectives. So you know, it's a
great
situation,
man. I've seen the trailer for that, man. You look hot with your gun in your hand, brother. You look like you're looking for the brass. Like you're looking to
Yo, I'm just working. Like, I'm just taking the blessings that God has given me, man, and just counting them, you know.
Hey, dog. Hey, check it out, man. We got Garge Grill. Why don't you give me a shout out? Give me a world premiere on this song you had called Garge Grill, Mikey J.
Yeah, this is one of my singles, Garja Grill, featuring Samaya Reese from Love & Hip Hop.
Supremacy, mic check. I'm landing on your flight deck. Put the flag away, but I still keep a tight set. Niggas wanna fight back. You still ain't get that tight yet. Click, 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 pow. Leave your pipe wet. Load it up and cock back. Level 3 won't stop that. Bullet come in at your head. Superman, I'll block that. Continental, I rock that. 40 cal, I pop that. Shorty got that camu toe, you know I'ma go and knock that. I'll knuckle up in your grill, nigga, you too quick to wanna kill. Nigga, I'll dump out and reload and watch your blood spill. Nigga, I am that fire, yeah, me and Samaya. We'll beat the brakes off all y'all and rotate your tire. Y'all chest a Cheeto, lay y'all like Frito. Then run up on your chick, man, she suck at me, beat yo.
Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? In the fast lane, bitch, you gonna get your face done. Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? In the fast lane, bitch, you gonna get your face done.
Boss with la jefa, diva, receta, su funeral será. Por mi cuenta, el diablo te espera, te quemo, te pongo enferma. Ten cuidado que las calles hablan. Dios perdona, pero la jefa nunca doña. Knuckle up, ho, I'm coming from the back.
bitches wanna clap, huh? Get your wig snatched. You the bougie ass fake bitch, your pee standing up. Ex-parolee bitch, got your peeing in the gut. No pun intended for the mothers that support me. But this bitch is too drink of blood like coffee. Ratchet ass bitch.
Acting up like a bunch of hoes. Slide your ass through the tri-state. In my trunk, motherfuckers don't know. Fall back, you need to chill. Couldn't sleep, no sleeping pills. White range is supercharged. Chocolate paint on a seat and wheel. All y'all be acting up. Get can you niggas and stack your luck. Roll the dice, some 4, 5, 6. See little bitch head cracking what?
Got your grill, knuckle up, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? In the fast lane, bitch, you gonna get your face done. Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? In the fast lane, bitch, you gonna get your face done. Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? In the fast lane, bitch, you gonna get your face done. Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? Got your grill, knuckle up, what? In the fast lane, bitch, you gonna get your face done.
Phenomenal, man. What's up, phenomenal, man? Hey, check it out, brother. We're not going to hold up too much of your time. I know you got things you're doing up there in New York City. We're not going to hold you too much of your time. But let me take another caller at, let me see, hold on, hold on. Oh, there's my girl right there at 702. What's up, Stacey Darlene?
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing?
Hey,
oh, my
we're
God.
Doing great. You're on the phone. Yeah.
Her voice is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, hey, you know what, hey, Mikey J, hey, check it out, why can't you guys on the phone, that's one of the guys right there you need to interview, Mikey J, and Kwanzaa Smith, and,
absolutely,
let me see. Yeah. Okay, there's another guy also, oh, LV the Slap Fiend, you're going to interview him also,
absolutely, nice. I've already got it written down, nice to meet you,
okay,
this is Mikey J, nice
Chris.
To meet you.
Mikey J, I like your music, man. It's pretty hot.
I appreciate it. I've sent Caesar quite a few exclusives that are not supposed to be released until 2 months from now, but he twisted my arm and put his foot on my throat, so.
Well, lucky us. <yes. laughs>
But the response from the Nerve DJs, I got to give it up. Much respect to the Nerve DJs and Caesar, because Shots Fired or, I know, on My Life, is being downloaded very heavily through you guys, so I really appreciate everything you're doing down there for me.
Thank you.
You know?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, Stacey, this guy has his own clothing line out also. I don't want to leave out anything. He's a movie star. He has his own clothing line out. He's doing a lot of big things in New York, man. He has a lot of big things going on in New York. So you're going to have a lot of information from him. I want you to get all that information from him for the magazine, all right?
Oh, without a doubt. Mikey J, you can expect a phone call from me shortly.
I appreciate it. And just to let the listeners know, just to touch on what Caesar was speaking of, you know, the Guard Your Grill gear is guardyourgrillgear.com. That was based off of me actually promoting my single, and people wanted to know if the shirts were for sale. And I was giving them away for free, so I just started selling them. And we sold 1.25 million over in Asia and 75,000 in the States. I just opened up an office in Virginia to start manufacturing the Guard Your Grill gear brand down there because the economy is not that good down in VA. So I just said, let me take it out of New York. New York is the mecca of all things. Let's take something out of town. So my booking agent is in VA in Richmond, Henrico County. It was only $10 to get the business license, and that was really it. And then from there, I just started promoting the music more and more, and the music has been picked up thanks to DJ 321. You guys should definitely link up with him. He's on 7 mainstream stations, Hot 99.5 Jam, Streets 101.3 FM, and 5 others. And my single Murcielago is heavily located. So I really appreciate everything everybody's been doing in the southern area for me. I mean, it's music is worldwide, and that's what I am. So appreciate y'all.
Yeah, great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Well, when the film drops, forget about it. I can't wait for the movie to drop.
I can't wait either, man. I can't wait either. Hey, is it going to be at the movie theater? Do we have to go to the movie theater to see it? Is it going to come out on DVD?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. What we're doing right now is putting together the MAFT tour. That's the music and film tour. And what I'm doing is I'm fusing my music tour with the films that I'm in, as many as I can bring.
Okay.
So whether it's two or three films that I'm starring or co-starring in, I'm only charging $20 for the patrons to come in, watch two to three films to screen them, and get a free performance by myself and some of the artists off the soundtrack. And I'm also looking for 10 artists in each city to come and open up for me, and they don't have to pay me to open up. Just come and bring your crowd. That's all I ask.
Nice. Do you prefer the acting or the music? I always ask that because I find that some people prefer one over the other, although they're capable of doing both. Do you have one that you prefer?
Hey, you know what, Stacey, can I answer that? I just prefer the money, the green.
Nah, that's a good question. Nah, that's an honestly good question. I caught the acting bug in 2011, but then I said, nah, man, you know, you got people that's been doing this 10, 15, 20 years and couldn't get a break. So I'm not going to do that. I'm an MC. I'm a music producer. Let me just stay in my lane and let somebody who's been striving to be a legitimate actor get the job. But for some reason, God kept pushing me towards the acting field because now I got picked up for Blowtorch with director Kevin Breslin, famed Hollywood director.
Nice.
Many documentaries, many television commercials, and I just stuck with it. And I don't know, it's really a good toss-up question because I love music and being on stage because I love healing people. I love when I perform and seeing that person that was mad leave happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I
right
love
on,
to touch
man.
People.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
Sure. Who that, Santa Claus or something?
No, man, I'm Harold the Hippie, man. I've been following you, man, on Twitter, man.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, you know, I love the music thing, man. That's really hot, man. But the acting thing, man, that's kind of new to me, man. Give us a line or something out of something you like, man.
Out of a film that I like?
Yeah, man, like, you know, like King Kong ain't got nothing on me, man.
Nah,
you know,
that's not,
like that.
Nah, that's not that. Nah, I love Full Metal Jacket. I just seen that the other night. This is my
nice,
this
man.
Is my rifle. My sleep with my rifle. Something. I love quotes like that and from Full Metal Jacket. I love Star Wars. You know, Al Pacino films. You know, stuff like that, man. I can't get into the excuse my language. The niggerdom. King Kong got nothing on me is like one of the worst quotes from a film I can ever even think of. And for some reason they gave this man an Oscar. For playing a nigger role.
I
mean, this is the most stupidest thing I've ever seen. This man played an extremely hell of a fine attorney in Philadelphia with Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Where was his Oscar then? Where was his Oscar in Glory when he played the soldier in the Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
Where was his Oscar in many other films? Malcolm X when he played X.
Yeah.
So where the Oscar for that? Why he got to play a crooked nigger cop to get an Academy or an Oscar? That's ridiculous.
You know what? I
agree with you, man. I agree with you 100%, man.
I'm going to play kind of devil's advocate here because you know what?
That's one of DJ Black Caesar's favorite movies, man. So, I mean, I guess we got to kind of watch what we say, man. About you, man. You're like a Denzel fan, man. You got like a shirt on, man, with Denzel on the front of it, man.
I want to say something. First, I can completely agree with you in that aspect. But just like you're versatile in so many different things, it's never good to put all your eggs in one basket. And even though it's completely stereotypical, I always saw Denzel as being Malcolm X after I saw that movie until I saw Training Day. And when he made me hate him, that's an incredible actor in my eyes. And I like the fact that now he has the capability of doing both. What I'm impressed about you is that you've opened up your doors to so many different things. And I think artistically, that's phenomenal. It gives you the flexibility to not just, you know, just get played out or if they're tired of this, you have the concept or the ability to do other things. And I think it's important to do that in acting. If you can play both sides of the fence, that's love.
And you know what's funny? I'll let you say that. I hated Denzel. I couldn't stand him when I saw Philadelphia. I hated his guts. If none of y'all seen Philadelphia, please watch that film.
Oh, it's an excellent movie.
You're going to hate him until the end of the movie when he realizes, you know, how he was. So I hated him in that film. And I think he's one of my idols. He's phenomenal. He's a great person in person. I've met him, sat down with him. He's just an awesome gentleman. And if I'm ever in his category, that would be one of the most blessing that God can even bestow upon me for that genre of what I'm doing, you know. So I'm just looking forward to
check it out, guys. I don't mean to cut you guys off. I'm sorry, Mikey J., but I got somebody else on the phone line that has an interview, LV the Slap Fiend. And if you can stick around, that'd be great, man. LV is a monster out there. You'll love this cat, man. I've been working with him for a while. He's already on my I'm already part of his team right now, and I'm trying to be part of your team. Anyway, I'm part of his team, and we got something phenomenal working on with him. And I want him to tell you guys a little about himself. LV, are you there? LP the Slap Fiend, are you there?
We must have lost him, DJ. This Flux, though.
Will Flux, where you at, baby? Can you get him back on the phone?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, I'll get him on the phone.
Is his name 8-8? Is his number 803873?
No, that's not Flux. That's King Osta.
Okay.
Harold, are you there? Harold.
Yeah.
Harold.
Yo.
Harold,
Oscar,
where did you go?
803, are you there, baby?
Well, of course I'm here, man. I told you I was standing in front of a beer and wine store, man, on a payphone. I'm cold, man.
If anybody wants to follow me, my name is Mikey J on Facebook. I'm Caesar's friend, and I'm Harold the Hippie's friend on Twitter, and my Instagram is Mikey J Music as well.
Thank you, my brother. We appreciate that.
All right, God bless.
Mikey J, thanks a lot, brother. Thanks for being there all the time, man. I appreciate you, man.
You're welcome, man. I look forward to hearing from Stacey.
Absolutely. Okay, gotta go. I'll be calling you soon.
Yo.
God bless.
Yo.
Hello. This is LV the Slot Team, man.
LV, what's up, baby? What you do, LV? You dropped us?
Nah, man, I was saying something, but I guess you didn't hear me.
Oh, okay, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, brother.
Nah, it's all gravy.
Can you come front and center and let everybody know who you are and what you got going on, my man?
For sure, man. Yo, I go by LV the Slap Fiend, man. Slap means music. Fiend means addict. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to bring life back to hip-hop, man. 8 bars at a time. Music is my focus, you know what I'm saying? Coming out of West Texas. I'm originally from Southern California, but I move around a lot, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out AZ, shouts out El Paso, Texas, Compton, you know what I'm saying? I got a new single out right now called Music Is My Focus. And, you know, just trying to make moves, man.
That's what it is, my man. LV, I know that you got a lot of things going on over there with 8 bars, and you got a lot of other things going on. But I want you to tell these people about your what you're doing as far as television. You got this television show. Tell me a little about that show.
Yeah, man, it's called 8 Bars, man. You know what I'm saying? Bringing life back to hip hop. You know, it's for the independent, you know, the independent crowd, man. You know what I'm saying? We trying to show people that you got a chance in this game without, you know, signing your life away. You feel what I'm saying? So what we trying to do, man, you know, from rapping, poetry, graffiti, DJing, tattooing, anything that has to do with, like, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Backpack rapping, it don't matter. I even got my son on there rapping, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, it's just expressing your feelings, you know, expressing your talent. And basically that's it, man, you know what I'm saying? And just trying to cover every aspect of the game on the show.
And at the same time, yo, we give out, like, all kinds of 8 Bars youth, 8 Bars model, 8 Bars producers. Yo, it's all about expressing yourself and getting yourself exposed through your social media. So we're gonna put your social media out there. They don't even need to contact 8 Bars. They contact the actual artist. So that's what it's about. They like what you got. Man, that's a way for them to see you. So, yo, get out there and take a look at that.
Yeah, man, 8 Bars, man. EAGHTBARZ.com, man. That's our website right there.
Nice, nice. That's what's up. Hey, brothers, now, you got with DJ Black Caesar in the beginning of last month, I think. And you've been working with him, and he's been helping you out with a lot of things. This is your first interview with him, and you got about 4 or 5 more left. So tell me, are you satisfied with DJ Black Caesar? Is he doing everything you wanted him to do, or is it something that he's missing?
Man, you know what? That guy's been phenomenal, man. You know what I'm saying? From the very start. You know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for you right now, bro, real talk, man, that, you know what I'm saying? People wouldn't even acknowledge my flow right now on you know, on what I'm doing, because you helped me out. You know what I'm saying? You pushed it. You know what I'm saying? So I give you three thumbs up if I had another hand. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, I appreciate everything.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
pretty good there,
T. I see you doing real good on the Nerve DJ site. Your song, you have about over 770 people that have already liked on your music. You have over 4,260-something plex spins. You have 843 downloads, like 850 downloads, I'm sorry. So you're doing pretty well, my brother. And all that is in a month's time, so you're doing great. So what is the
next thing?
Yeah,
man, I appreciate it.
What's the next thing
man, this is what we're doing, man. Like, really, me, man, I'm just looking forward for people to acknowledge my craft, you know what I'm saying? And everything else comes after that, you feel what I'm saying? So you can catch me, man. I got a single dropping every month, man, beginning of every month. So the first of every month, man. You know what I'm saying? When them checks roll in or whatever, man, y'all can go ahead and check me out on iTunes or about 20 other different digital stores that's out there. You feel what I'm saying? Matter of fact, February 1st, man, I got 2 hot tracks dropping for you guys. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and check that out, man. Keep your ears to the streets on that one. You feel what I'm saying? Some of that digital crack. You know what I mean? So, but I got a solid team, though, man. You know what I'm saying? My producer out of D.C. is excellent. I got a couple business partners that's excellent, man. Flux has been there from day one. My dude King Osto, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Seattle, you know what I'm saying? It's heavy, man. You know, we just trying to stay humble, man, and that's about it.
Take it day by day. Hey, you got King Oscar on the phone right now. Mr. Dog, we got King Oscar's on the phone. Hey, King Oscar, you there, right?
Yeah, man.
What's up, King Oscar? Now, tell me a little bit about my man LV the Slapman, because you've been working with him for a while. So tell me what it is about King Arthur that you like. I mean, I'm sorry, about LV that you like that really stands out to you, brother.
He's a hard worker. And he's all about his music.
Right. Right. I get
real
you
serious,
that, man.
Real serious about it. Yeah.
Yeah, real serious.
That.
Cool. That's what's up, man. We appreciate it.
He's bringing a new style. It's not just like a normal rap. It's like he's bringing a new style to hip hop. Trying to influence people. You know, step out of your lane and try something new.
Right.
It's that metaphorical.
That's what's up, brother. Well, we appreciate you coming on, man. Letting us know that. But we already knew that, so we need to find out something else on LV that we don't know already. Flux, are you there?
Yep, always here.
Hey, Flux, can you tell us something about LV that we don't know, man? Because, I mean, I know we've been working with him for a while. I know he's pushing real hard. I know you guys promote and always go back and salute everybody that's doing something for you. So you're in the game right now. But the thing is, I want to know what LV has that's going to be different from anybody else. You guys said you're going to push a song every month. That's different. I really haven't had anybody doing that. Usually they push a song, they'll push it into the wheels fall off.
Well, check it, DJ C.
Every month, right?
Yeah. Yo, check this out. LV came to me, and he was like, hey.
Hey, dog. Hey, Flux, hold on one second. Hold on, Whoever that is background typing on your keypad, can you mute your phone out? All we hear is that typing. Mute your phone out, please, and you can see your typing. All right, Flux, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, that's Stacey Darlene, man. She's on top of the A&R Review magazine, man.
Wow.
You snitch.
Sorry, Steve.
Oh, that's working.
Wow.
That's hard work.
Yeah, that's
hard work right
Take
there.
Take a break, Steve.
Yeah, she's working. That's all I heard. I was,
hey, Miss Darlene.
You're
bad. You mean to cut you off? Hey, DJ. Yo,
okay,
hey, I just want to tell you.
Let's look, though.
Yeah. Check this out, y'all. One thing about LV, the slap thing, man. When I first met the guy, man, he rolled up on me. He said, yo, you supposed to be this guy who's supposed to make things happen. And I was like, no, I don't know how to do that. And he just spit for me for like 10 minutes. And I had never heard nobody describe a picture and paint a picture to me like Picasso. So I said, you know what, I invest in my energy. For real. When you listen to his poetry, that's what it is. You know, it's a way of expression. And I listened to the guy, and I was like, yo, he reminds me of when I was, like, younger. He said, hey, let's get together. He said, let's put it out there that hip hop has changed and we trying to get back to the roots of it. And once, I mean, this guy took off. I mean, next thing I know, he was doing graphics, video, he was doing all kinds of things. And next thing he was taking everything I had just to keep up with him. But the one thing that I know he has is expression. And sometimes it come out a little strong, but you're not offended by it. You know what I mean? You might use one or two curse words in the song, but we can clean that up. But majority of the time, yo, I mean, I could see somebody like of my age. I'm 40-some years old. So I can hear this guy, you know, and not take offense to it, like he's disrespecting his elders or anything. Yo, when he puts out his music, I mean, you feel it. It's like you can hear it reverberate. Yeah, I mean, real quick, you can hear it reverberate through Flunk the Gift Records. I mean, ever since both of these guys got together, I mean, I don't honestly feel that nothing can stop these two guys. A lot of people talk highly of their people, but, I mean, I think we just going to let the music speak for itself. I think we're going to let DJ Caesar do what he does, and all of us going to come up, and we're going to eat in 2014, and we're going to bring every indie artist that's serious about his craft with us. That's all we got to say about it. Yo, we're going to leave them.
Hey, brother.
If you're not serious about your craft, we're going to leave them.
Hey, brother, I tell you what, my brother, because you are a man of your word. Everything you claimed, you've done. Everything you said has happened. So you are one of those people to make things happen, Mr. Flux. And I love you to death, brother. And I want to tell you one thing, my brother. I see you guys are doing it real big over there with the 8 cards. I want to come and be part of that eventually. I want to come down to Texas where you guys have where you guys located. And I want to get my interview on television with 8 bars. I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to get that hooked up. All right, LB? I'll be down there whenever
For sure, man.
Meeting.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be there. So,
I'll be waiting.
I want to be on. I don't want to give you a recorded anything in the car. I don't want to do that. I want to be there for that time, man. So I'll fly out.
Yeah, I got
you. The bus,
I got
whatever
you.
It takes, and I'll get there and do what I got to do. Because I want to be there personally with
you,
brother. I got to meet you, man. Because you got a great voice. Working hard for you guys, man, and I want to meet part of my team, and I want to shake hands with both you and Mr.
DJ.
DJ,
wait till February 1st.
I will be there.
Wait till we drop.
Yes, sir.
Till we drop something. Hey, we drop something so everybody can hear and understand that this guy has more to say than let's just club. Okay, we did that.
Yeah.
We let everybody
right.
know that, yo, this guy has, you know, he's a metaphorical rhyme. He has concepts. He has a whole lot going on in his rhyme. You actually feel like, you know, somebody
right.
told you a Batman story. But wait,
right.
February the 1st, yo, Flunk the Gift Records, hey, we about to turn up. Hey,
yes,
the new
sir.
thing, and they're already on, I want everybody to get ready to go to the club and remember how hip-hop was when we used to have fun. We're going to have a ball this year. We drop in one every month on the first of the month for 12 months. That's what Flump to Get Work is doing. That's all I got to say, man. I mean, look, I'm going to start talking about it. I'm going to let the public see us, and then, you know what, these men, hey, we men of our word. We going to drop something that everybody want to hear, and, hey, they snappy, they good. We giving out messages. We having a good time. Hey, let's have some fun. That's what it's all about.
Right. Hey, Mr. Fluff, hold on 1 second. We're about to play a world premiere, LV the Slap Fiend. Music is my life. I want LV the Slap Fiend to come introduce this song to everybody that's on this land right now and everybody out there listening
on the internet, radio world.
I want him to listen, take this right quick. LV, what's up, baby? You on the DJ?
Yo.
So what's up, baby?
Yo, man, hey, one thing, man, I want to say, man, I appreciate everything you're doing for me, Black Caesar, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the friends in the background, you know what I'm saying? I hear the whole crew back there, you know what I'm saying? Much love.
I got
this new single right now, world premiere. Music is my focus. Pounding my over the Slap Fiend, man. Bringing light back to hip-hop, man.
Hey, let me say one thing before I play this song right here. If you guys, HawkShare, go to HawkShare where you can download this and hear it on your sound system. Because on the phone, it doesn't sound that good. But I'll tell you what, since I'm saying that, if you hear this right now, if this sounds good to you, think about if you had it downloaded in your own home on your own system. Thank you, guys, and listen to the world premiere of LV the Slap Fiend.
Flaunt the Gift Records in the building. Yeah. Let's get it, LV.
Check.
And you might relapse. I have a perfect dick map. Who you know got slumped and who you know can give back. I got bicycle rhymes, I can pencil on the track. It's too easy, no training was attached. In fact, I got moves like that. I'm a factor, rip beats in half like a raptor. It's slaps giving to your pilgrims, I fulfill in a rapture. Metaphoric homicide, first 40 days couldn't capture. So sophisticated, should've earned me a bachelor's. School's in session, I have automatic masters. Bill Gates knowledge, so the windows is my passage. Music is me, I done fathered all these bastards. There's fear in your heart, I can walk you to the pastor. If you won't be, I can lead you to the pasture. I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track.
I never lose track.
I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track. I never lose track. I said
music is my focus. I never lose track.
I try my best to be the man that I am. It's all obstacles. My life in a turbine. I live to be logical. Never a Columbine. Death is not optional. See it for yourself. HD for your obstacles. I'm so vivid when it comes to this rap shit. Picasso couldn't even paint a picture to top this. I'm so monotonous, what the fuck am I here for? Ain't nothing stopping this, no ceilings, rotten hieroglyphics on the damn wall. I got Indian blood vessels, your boy here, Biffle Walk. I'm a lone ranger on a mission, I'm the treasure that's forbidden. I'm locked in a cubicle, this a murder that I've written. It'll be the next airbender. Lord, please help me, I'm a damn sinner. I hold my position like a damn sinner. You can meet me at the gates, man, I'm front and center. I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track.
I never lose track.
I said music is my focus.
Music is my focus.
I never lose track. I never lose track. I said
music is my focus. I never lose track.
I never lose track. I never lose track. I said music is my focus. Never lose track. Alice on family, nigga. My words in your mind, you can hear me y'all pops. I'm trying to bring life back to hip hop like a promise that I paint.
Yes,
safe. I give you props. Slap thing, the new thing, the best thing of hip hop. The fresh breath of air, no one can compare. The logic that I spit is so uniquely and rare. I'm a problem.
The boy got issues, so I think you better calm him. Music is his medicine, he's addicted to the trembling bass. Let the music hit his veins and see how much it will take to overdose. I need a detox, my heart rate is a beatbox, a b-boy. Let's get some Reeboks, over get some high socks. Used to have battles on the playground in the blacktop. Music is the reason why my movement is strategic and I spit cold bars. Hope you cats ain't anemic. Paint a perfect picture like Picasso on a canvas. I'm a damn it, buddy, these rappers that act hard. See him in person, they group hard. They're the reason why hip-hop is gonna crumble up and fall. I'ma bring it back to life, build it up and let evolve.
Music is my vision. Yeah. Shout out to my man Flux. Shout out to BH Tracks, a.k.a. Mr. Polymath. What up, sucker nigga man? Yeah. Slap beam. Stay tuned, baby. Yeah. It's only beginning. Music is my focus.
Wow. That is crazy, LB the Slap Beam, man. I love that song so much, man. And I don't, you know what, brother? I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you guys know about me. But it's real hard to get me to work for you if you just sound like anybody else. It's real hard to get me to work for you if you don't sound like nobody else. And what I mean by that, it's real hard for me to work for you if you don't sound like an artist that has what it takes. You got what it takes, my brother. You've been having what it takes,
Appreciate it, man.
I like
Appreciate it.
I love the style. I love the beats from Font to Give Records. The guy's doing his job. He's giving you those real dope beats. You got the best manager in the world right now. Mr. Will, gonna stop his craft over here. Harold's sitting back smoking a little, you know, a little ganja.
Yeah, I hear him, man. Hey, pass that, man. Pass that.
Put me on blast, man.
Hey, Harold. I'm sorry, Harold.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, man, music is my focus, man.
I know, right?
Appreciate
it. Man, shout out to King also.
I wanted to tell you guys, man, that Caesar actually submitted you guys here to the Washington, D.C. area, DMV Spotlight Radio, man, and we're playing that song out here for you, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, man. That's love
right
there.
Awesome. Yeah, man.
That's love.
Yeah,
man.
we definitely want to let you know, man, that we're going to roll out the carpet to you guys, man. And, you know, we'd like to have you guys here to do a show, man, in the DMV. Have you ever been here?
Nah, man. You know, I ain't never been past the east of the Mississippi. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Love
I'm going
to
raise
man.
One in the air for
to,
you,
man.
I'm going to blow you a smoke cloud, man, and invite you down, man.
Already. Hey, I'm going to puff on for you, too, OG. That's what I'm going to do, man. I got you. Hey, I appreciate
man,
the love, though.
Man.
I would love to
you
hit
guys
you,
rock,
man.
Man.
Hey, tell Caesar to let us know when. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just the start of a new, dawn of a new day, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the game for a while, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like my first time really, you know, doing my own, like, solo project by myself and my team. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I always had the homies, always had, you know, people I grew up with trying to do it, but it's nothing like a solid team of people that, you know, you didn't necessarily have to grow up with them, but, like, you know, spend every day, man. I'm talking about every morning, man, I get a knock on the door, man. I got Flux at the end of the door with two things of coffee, man. You know what I'm saying? It's every morning, bro. You know what I'm saying? We take Sunday off, and Monday again, we get right back at it, man. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why we're trying to hit y'all every first of the month with a banger, man. That digital crack, that digital hair on, that Heisenberg, you know what I'm talking about? So
Heisenberg
so that's how we want to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the same time, you know, we're trying to shine a new light on it, you know? You know, shine
nice,
a new light
man.
On this game.
Just remember, man, music is my focus, too, man. I love the song, guys, man. I appreciate the hell out of you guys coming on the show, man. We've had some great
appreciate
guests
it.
This evening, man. This right here, man, makes me, you know, happy, man. Even though Caesar owes me and Stacey Darlene a lot of money, man, you know, this is like payoff for me.
Hey, Caesar,
we pay out
10%
Hey, rent's due pay me, you feel me?
That's right. Rent's due, pay me, see.
I'm telling you, man. I've been telling this goddamn guy this, man. He don't listen, man. I'm trying to move to Colorado, man, but I can't get a goddamn ticket.
Hey, I got you, man. When I buy my house in Denver, man, I got you. I'll take you with me, bro.
Wow.
Oh, man, that sounds like a plan, man. Caesar, man, rent's due, man. You got to pay me, man.
I got you, brother. I got you, man. You get paid 2016. Harold will get a dick.
Oh, man, I've been here for a while now, man.
Now,
Stacy.
Harold, was that a 1-6 after that, too? 2-0-1?
Yeah,
it was
1-6.
Oh, man.
That was a 1-6 for Harold because I can't pay Harold a hippie because Harold a hippie owes me too much. He owes me too much in brownies right now. And those implements for the pimp, those ingredients for those brownies cost a lot of money.
Hey, weren't you and your brother in the brownie business? What happened with that, Harold?
Oh, man, my brother, man, he's going through some things, man. We're trying to get him, you know, my grandmother told him, like, you got to get a job or get out, man. So he works at Petco, man. You won't believe what he does there, man. He's a turtle walker, man.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know you could walk turtles,
like,
bro.
Oh, man, they pay him $6 an hour, man. He walks one turtle for 3 hours, man. He makes like $18.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's enough for
place.
Brownie mix.
Don't spend
I know,
it all in one
man.
Place.
He's making more money than I am working for the show.
Damn.
Hey, man. Dang you, Harold, putting my business out there, man. I appreciate it, though. Dang you, man.
Hey, man. Willie's in rehab because of this.
Yeah. Willie deserves to be in rehab. That dude's a junkie. Hey, check it out, guys. DJ Black Caesar Show is on every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. We always have a good time right here. So if you guys join us, one of these Wednesdays, you'll have a good time. You never know who's going to be on the show because I don't tell you until actually the show comes out. The day before, I might promote the day before, but you will never know who's on the show. And we got a lot of major coming up in the future, so you guys can be tuning in every show and check it out, guys. It's going to be something funky, fresh. We're going to have a lot of nice people on the show. I just want to say one thing to you guys. We got something going on right now. I want to see if you guys are going to be interested. We got something that's going on with National Television. If you would like to be on National Television, you can call us up at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. Hey, Harold, would you like to explain to what we got going on, my brother?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to let everybody know, man. Also, we got the A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition and also the regular edition getting ready to come out. And if you buy 100 copies, I'll give you 5 for free, man. Just subscribe through Stacy Darlene. Right, Stace?
Absolutely. Thank you, Harold. Absolutely. Great magazine, some phenomenal people in there. And I'd definitely take a look at it. Thank you, Harold.
Absolutely. Hey, and if you guys buy enough copies, man, and let them know that Harold needs to be on the cover, man, I'll throw in my special ingredients for my special 2014 brownies.
Hey, Harold. 2014 brownies, man. Hey, I heard since they legalized marijuana, you got some people out there dying from it, man. Have you guys heard that?
Oh, man, that's a
dying
joke,
off
man.
Me.
Yeah, they got some stuff listed on Facebook where people have actually been doing too much of it, overdosing. I've never heard anything like that. I'm 45
That's
years
fair.
Old. I'm not gonna say what I've been doing, but I'm gonna say what I haven't been doing. I haven't been doing
too
anything,
late.
And I've never died over it.
Yeah, hungry, sleepy, happy, right? Anyways,
that's right, man. Hey, and I'm not even Jamaican, man. I smoke probably about a pound a month, man. And I tell you, I've never died from it.
You said a pound a month.
Your fridge is empty, though. I know that.
Wow. I got 12 cases of Doritos and a bunch of, I got my own Slurpee machine also in my room.
No doubt, without a doubt.
Hey, you got your own pizza? I'm sorry. What's up, Stacey?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, well, yeah, Elvie, I just wanted you to know I haven't been accused. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Stacey.
That's okay.
You were talking to Elvie. Elvie,
we would be honored to have you in our February issue of A&R Urban Review Magazine. So what I'd like to do is take time maybe later on, obviously not during the show time, to, you know, maybe set up an interview and meet with you and let everybody know about, you know, your new movement and hip-hop and so forth. What do you think?
Slappy.
Nothing?
Okay. No? I guess he's a little shy, but I'm not that shy. This is Flux. I'm one of his business partners, me and Flux together. So he would be ecstatic to jump on that. Maybe he's like a little, you know, shy, so maybe he's going through something. I'm not used to him going through something. But this is new to me, okay?
Oh, man.
I'm like, you know,
that's fine, too. Wow, man, what the hell's going on, man? You guys are freaking me out, man.
Hey, that was me, man. I'm sorry, brother. I turned on Uncle D's mic, and that's what I got from his mic, so I had to shut him back down. Hey, Uncle D, I'm cutting your mic off, man. What up, what up? Hey, Uncle D. Hey, I want to ask you a question real quick, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacey Darlene, got with you yet?
Yes, she has.
Okay, my
wow,
brother.
Wow, man, what's that mean, man?
Can we clarify this?
Oh, man, you guys are freaking me out, man.
Is that what you'll get, Harold?
Yeah, man, you're somebody's uncle, man. You should be getting together with her, man.
That what you get for sending me brownies and no
nothing,
milk.
Man, you're freaking me out, man.
Hey, hold on. We don't get one person in a chat about Harold. Hold on. What is he saying?
Hey,
LV's back on.
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay.
LV?
You want to say something, LV?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me. Were you able to hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. I called back in, but I guess I don't know what happened. But, yeah, I heard you about the A&R review, man. I'm with it.
You'd like to be in it? Okay, great. So I'll get with Caesar. And we're going to get some information from you, and I'm going to, you know, schedule some time to meet with you.
Let me ask one question. Is Point Blank still out there, or did he hang up already? I mean, I got him.
Blank Man, right?
Yeah, Blank Man. I think he hung up. But, Stacey, I'm going to give you Blank Man info so you have to call him.
And
Jawanza,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, we're up to like 70 people now in February's edition, man.
No, Harold, it's not going to be 70 people.
Can we please give Uncle D some milk? Could we please give the mayor some milk?
I need some milk for these broccoli. It's dry.
Hey, dude, I'm not going to tell you what it sounds like you're eating, but you really sound like that. Hey,
I need some milk.
Sounds like you're down there doing your alphabet, man. I don't know what that's about, but you can't be up there on the phone. I need some milk. Hey, Caesar, you got our direct line, so you can call us at any time, man. You can call us at any time, brother. Hey, do you want to call Slap Fiend, or you want to call your phone land first with Flux?
Hey, we always call Flux's 8-bar's phone because that's how business is handled.
Okay, teach Indy how to do it right, okay? Okay, brother, I get you, man. Hey, Stacey Darlene, I'll give you Mr. Flux number. He'll call up LV for you, all right?
Okay, that sounds good. And you know what, again, I just kind of want to clarify that Uncle D is actually going to be featured in our February issue of A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition. So
okay,
he was
cool.
referring to it. Did I
nice.
Get a chance to meet with him when he was saying, get with him?
Oh, man, I'm loving it, man. Uncle D, you're number 65 in February's edition.
No, he's not.
Longer you give me some.
We're gonna put you in the. We're gonna put your ad in the back section of the magazine with the condoms.
After you get through hearing the two songs we drop in February, I think maybe everybody will change their mind. Slapping. Want to get
wow.
That's all we got to say.
Wow, that's just.
Eight bars.
I just want to say thank you for putting me in the magazine. Now can I have my milk?
Yeah, no, for real though. Thank y'all, because you know what? If the public don't know we here, then they don't know.
I keep saying, and you just made a good point when you said that. Something that people really, 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 we want you to subscribe to the magazine, not necessarily because, you know, it's a new magazine that's out there, but because this gives a voice for a lot of indie artists to be heard.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It gives you an opportunity for your music out there. Caesar makes it a point to put your interview that you had. So the interview that you have right now, there'll be a link to it on the page as well so that people will be able to find out more information about you as well. So it's an excellent opportunity. To be able to do it. And so when an interview is set up, all I request is to please show up to the interview because I can't tell you how many people stood us up, and it's a shame because they don't have this is a chance for them to have their voice heard. So keep that in mind as well.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. We appreciate you, Stacey. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Stacey.
Let me correct something Stacey just said. She just made a terrible mistake. She probably didn't realize it. But she's had a few of these major stars stare
up.
That's not
I apologize.
Cool. That's not cool because they're majors. You know, we think of majors just like indies, and we think of indies just like majors. So if you're a major, please don't do that. Don't do that to Stacey Darlene because she has a day job, and she has to be at her day job, and we really don't have time for that. All we're going to do is say, okay, you missed one time. We'll probably give you another chance. If you miss the second time, we're going to go on to somebody else because we don't have time for that stuff. So please don't stand up, Stacey Darlene. She's had quite a few major stars stand her up, and she doesn't dig it, and I don't dig it either. So we're going to make that happen for you guys. Hey, check it out, guys. It's free to be in the magazine right now. If you have any ads or anything like that, there's a cost. So you guys, the ads will pay for the magazine to be done. And if you got any ads out there right now, mixtape covers, mixtape CDs, EPKs, whatever you got going on, whatever we're going to put out there, they start at the price of $25 up to $100. So if you want to add in the magazine, you get in there for $25 to $100. For the front cover, it's $300. For the back cover, it's $200. So please get you some ads in this magazine, guys. It's going to be a great magazine. We're going to have Hollywood helping us out with a few things. Hollywood's Rock Hard Chicks, you know, the world's biggest website right now for models. My man Hollywood's doing it over there with his stuff in California. So we want to holler out to everybody out there. I want you guys to be part of this magazine. If you're not part of it, then who's going to help you? You guys need help out there right now, and we can help you. Stacey Darlene will get your interview. She's the chief editor of the magazine, so she can help you guys out. Hey, guys, check it out. Every Wednesday night, the DJ Black Season Show will be right here aired live. Live interviews, guys. So if you want to be on the show, you need to get in touch with me at 665-662-995-0679. Once again, that number is 662-995-0679. Hey, Uncle D, I need you to talk to me, man. We need to get up and we need to get set up for you an interview. You haven't been on the show yet as far as an interview. So if you are somebody who would like to get an interview with the show, so you need to holler at me, brother, in the near future. You'd be on the phone with me one of these mornings. Call me up in the morning sometime, brother, and I would advise you to call me tomorrow so we can set it up because we got a lot of people with interviews, and we don't want to leave you out, brother. So you can get with me as soon as possible.
I will let him know as soon as you get back.
Thank you, Cena Love. I appreciate that, Cena. Cena.
No problem. Yes.
2014, we want another interview with you, ma'am, so we're going to get that 2014 interview with Cena
awesome.
Love, once again, right here, to show you guys what she has going on in the future, and also with my man, Mr. Miller, to see what he has going on, because we just did the interview with him, but, you know, it's 2014, brand new year, We're going to get him back for a second interview. And guess what? We're not going to charge him. Well, we are going to charge him for buying a T-shirt. The Rich Dude T-shirt's right here, Dad. You call Steve Jobs, you call
me
up with your Rich Dude T-shirt.
Hey, baby.
Hi,
Harold.
Going for $22. Short sleeves are going for $20. So get with us soon, baby, because they're running out. I just sold 7 T-shirts today alone, and I wasn't even trying to sell them. People just calling me up out of the woodwork. Like, hey, DJ Black, can I get a T-shirt? How much is a long sleeve? I was like, $22. Hey, give me a long sleeve, man. And you know what? I ran out of long sleeves. I think I sold, like, all the long sleeves. I only got a few of them just to see how they would sell. And since I see them selling, guess what? I'm going to get a whole box of them for the next time. So, well, the long sleeve shirts, and I see you guys want to get those winter shirts in. I wasn't thinking. I got short sleeve shirts in right now. If you guys want to get a small, medium, large, 2X or 3X, I got those on standby right now. Just call me up and get those shirts, guys. Or you can inbox me on Facebook. Check me out. My URL is CEO Cesa, CEVA. CEO Cesa, CEVA. Or just find me on DJ Black Cesa on Facebook, guys, and I'll hook you up. Hey,
can I model
what's
for
up,
you?
Stacey, darling? What's going on, Stacey, darling?
Stacey.
You caught me multitasking.
Hey, where's Harold Hippie? Is Harold Hippie still there?
Harold. Harold.
You know, Cena, I have to say that I love how you represent us women to the fullest. Regardless what is going on out there, you have been a true lady, and as an artist, as you know, being an artist, I think it's phenomenal how you are able to represent us, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Let that
be
known.
Thank you.
We're bonding.
Miss Cena Love, I want to say thank you for everything you do too, because you do a lot out there, bro, sister.
Absolutely.
I see you promoting us all the time. And you know what? I promote you the same way. So I thank you because you do a lot.
Without a doubt.
I don't see it. I do see it. I try to leave comments on everything I see you doing, man. But it's kind of hard when you're doing like a whole lot of stuff like you do. It's kind of hard to keep up with you.
Well, I thank
you
guys.
So
I really do thank y'all.
Yes,
I really do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And your husband's great also. And I see Uncle D over there working hard too, man. You guys do a lot for DJ Blackie, the friend show. And you do a lot for Team Rinse Do Painting promos, man. I see you out there.
Yeah.
And you know why? You know I got the team promo stuff. You know I got that like that. You know I got that handshake and all that stuff. Because I like to see who's actually promoting the stuff that I promote. I don't have to go back there and check the sharing out. I don't have to do that. Because I see the hashtag popped up all over my page. That's why I do it like that. And you guys are like the number one promoters of the hashtag right now. Is Cena Love, Floyd Miller, and Uncle D. You guys are really awesome.
Awesome.
Well, not to mention Stacey Darlene. Stacey Darlene's on it real hard, real heavy also.
Yeah, she's the hardest working woman in the world.
Yeah, she is.
She's my role model.
Yeah, I do too.
For real.
She's my role model too.
All of you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
I love you guys. I'm serious.
We love you too.
I love the.
Yeah.
I love the Cesa show. The Cesa. How you say that? Let me do this right.
The DJ Black Cesa and Friends Show.
You are now tuned in to the DJ Black Cesa and Friends Show. How you like that? You like that?
You know what?
Nice.
I want you to record it on my phone, baby. You sound like
our voice
really,
is
really
amazing.
Into it. I'm going to send you a drop script. Cena Love, because I need a new voice message, and I want you to do it for me, all right?
I got you, baby.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Wow. No problem.
There's the real ladies there. We got 90 seconds left. Hey, guys, thank you for showing up tonight on the DJ Black Cesa Show and Friends Show. I'm sorry, DJ Black Cesa Friends Show. Thank you for showing up tonight and show up every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, because it's going to go down right here with Stacey Darlene and my man, Harold the Hippie, Carol the Jungle, and Winnie the Redneck, and Miss Ma'am.
Don't forget the mail.
We still represent them. What's up, Uncle D? Hey, guys, be back here.
Don't forget the mail.
Uncle D.
Where is Harold the hippie with my milk? Harold the hippie. Where is he froze?
I
heard
you
talking
here,
outside the store at a payphone. And all. I didn't want my milk.
Hey, Uncle D, I got you some milk over here, baby. It comes in a carton.
Right,
I'm going to send you a carton of milk, man. I'm going to send you a carton of milk.
Please help. Please help the man
out. With Harold's picture on the carton? Is Harold's picture going to be on the carton?
No, man, I don't know.
He's missing. He's missing. He's missing. I don't know where he is. He's missing. So he must be on a carton of milk.
Hey, brother, I hear you.
Nice.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you guys always tuning in. And we'll see you next week, everybody. You guys have a good weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Stacey.
There. Oh, now you won't show up, Harold.
Hey, man, I've been freezing my balls off, man, for an hour, man.
He's
hey,
standing
Harold,
at a he's standing at a phone booth.
Now my milk is all frozen.
Man.
Now my milk
hey,
is a shake.
Freezing, man.
Oh, hold on, guys. Hold on. We got somebody at the last minute. Let's see who this is. 301. Your mic is on now.
DJ Black Caesar.
What's up, 301?
Hey, what's going on? Yo, this is Xtavia, Flaunt the Gift Records. I dropped off the line earlier, though, but how you doing?
I'm doing
Hello.
Good. What's up with you, baby?
I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to, like, just shout out to you, man. I appreciate you supporting us, man. 8 Bars, LV the Slap Fiend, Flux, and, you know, Flying to Give Records. Definitely appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, my man.
I was asking
where you at. I was asking where you at, man, so I can holler at you, but nobody seemed to say
I was in the studio.
Thing,
I was making some tracks.
Oh, okay. I got you, my brother. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Well, we glad you showed up, man. We got to get your interview set up also, man. We got to get your interview set up.
Okay. Okay, because I'm located in Maryland now. You know that.
Yeah, that's all. It don't matter where you're at. You can be in Mars for all I care, brother. But we're
going
to set you
up. I ain't going to Mars,
man.
I ain't got that much money.
Hey, I got
yes,
you,
baby, yes.
Hey, just get with me, Flunt the Gift. We're going to set you up an interview, all right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, do you have my telephone number?
Huh? Yes, sir.
Do you have my phone number?
I think I was. It's the same number, what, the 6?
You're alone.
Yeah.
The 662.
Yeah, I got the number. I got your number.
Okay, cool. Give me a call, brother.
All right, no problem.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys. I'm going to shut it down. We'll see you guys next week, everyone.
Always
Hi.
Bring milk.
Bye-bye. Hey, Uncle D, we'll get your milk for you, baby.
Thank you. I need milk. I need my brownies, too, but milk.